Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today. Got a lot of things to talk about. General Manager John Robinson and Head Coach Mike Vrabel both just received extensions not long before Denard and I got on here to record. The Titans are officially bringing in Tim Kelly. Mike Vrabel had some comments there. There's been more news about the Aaron Rodgers rumors, about what's the future for Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl this upcoming Sunday. But before we get into all of that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by Bet Online. The big game is finally here as we hit Super Sunday with the last game of the NFL season. As always, Bet Online has you covered from odds, scores, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land. BetOnline is the number one spot for all things NFL betting in 2022. As far as the coaches right now, I mean, Dennis Allen just got the promotion in New Orleans. Lovie Smith just got the promotion in Houston. All NFL head coaching vacancies are now filled. But it's not just football at BetOnline. BetOnline has basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. Coverage is the best in the business, from sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. So head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV to get started. The fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games, BetOnline, where the game starts. I don't know about you, Denard, but got to get on BetOnline. I got a good feeling about this Super Bowl. So yeah. I'm going to take my winnings from throughout the season and sprinkle some here or there on Rams money line. I'm just coming out of the gate on you with that one.
What? So
I'll talk to you a little bit about that later on, but how are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing great, Debo. I just want to say, first of all, we're about 5 days away from the Super Bowl, the Rams and the Bengals. And I'd like to say congratulations to, of course, Sean McVay, AKA Golden Child. What a phenomenal job he's done this year. David, this young man here is only 36 years old and is his second time leading this franchise to a Super Bowl. And I also want to say congratulations to Coach Zach Taylor from, you know where he's from?
He's from California, right?
No, don't you
Zach
ever
Taylor?
Say that. Zach Taylor's from Norman, Oklahoma. Pride of Norman, Oklahoma. He literally grew up in the backyards. Great University of Oklahoma. Yeah, everybody knows that, Davey.
But yeah, Taylor grew Norman. Up back behind, I guess that, well, when he would have been coaching, that would that have been Switzer, when he was born, that would have been Switzer's time there?
Oh, yeah. Coach Switzer, yeah, he's 38 years old, so yeah, I would probably say Barry Switzer. And I had a chance to see Coach Switzer not long ago, Debo. He passed right by me. It was pretty cool to get a chance to see the great legendary Barry Switzer. I mean, he was clean and he had his little entourage with him and he was walking, man. He looked good. He's in his 80s now.
He's getting up there. Well, speaking of head coaches, Denard, the big news that happened earlier today is that the Titans have come to terms with head coach Mike Vrabel and they are extending him. This is just a formality. Everyone knew this was coming. Coach Vrabel going to be on the headset for more years to come. Owner Amy Adams Strunk had to say, "I'm proud to say that John and Mike will be leading our football team for years to come. I have seen the team improve on a yearly basis under their direction, and I know their singular goal is to deliver a championship for our fans. Together, they have developed a culture within our organization that has been essential to our success. Their values align with mine and what I want the Titans to be. They demand excellence from themselves and others, work well together, and are always striving to improve, and they care deeply for our players and staff." And mentioned off the top, Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, they've received extensions. During their time here, they have only had winning records. And if you think back to where this organization was, we'll say a decade ago, to see that is just, it's a breath of fresh air. I know we haven't ultimately reached the goal of winning a Super Bowl, but I do feel confident that these guys at least give us a great opportunity in that regard whenever you look at the rest of the landscape of the NFL. And it's hard to find good coaches. And Mike Vrabel, even though he's on his first stop, he's done a really solid job. The players love him. And I think the best is yet to come for him. And at least I hope that's the case. And general manager John Robinson, the guy who grew up not far from Nashville, been key in getting this turnaround. And I know a lot of people are saying, like, well, he missed on this guy. Every general manager misses on a pick here or there. But all in all, you have to admit he's done a solid job. And when he's got a lot of players that he drafted that are due for big extensions because they are perennial players in this league. D, I mean, you look at this, what do you think whenever you hear that Mike Vrabel and John Robinson have got their extensions and they should be here for the long haul?
I think it's great because in this league, it's all about winning. It's about production. And that's what these two have been since they've gotten to Nashville. Was it Mike Vrabel? This is his fourth year at the helm. And look at the job he's done. It's been phenomenal. You go back to 2019 and you look at this team and they end up going to an AFC championship game and taking Kansas City right down to the wire. And then you look at the next year, they end up hosting a playoff game for the first time in 13 years. And then you come back in 2021 and you end up winning the AFC. You won the AFC. What, this is the second year they won the AFC in a row. That hasn't been done since 1961. So when I look at these, look at John Robinson and this relationship that Mike Vrabel and John Robinson has, Davey, it's beautiful because what these two are, they're not talking about it. They're being about it. They've been productive, in this relationship. You talk about some of the great GMs throughout history. I mean, this is one that it can be very special. So once again, you know, in the olden days, I grew up here in Dallas and I remember Tex Graham and Tom Landry. They were together for nearly 30 years. And that's what it's about. I know you don't see that in this day and age, but once again, I mean, what a phenomenal job these two. So I'm glad to see that Coach Vrabel's going to be around along with John Robinson for a few more years.
You look at it, these guys, I think your general manager and your head coach have to be able to work together. And you see it time and time again in some organizations where the owner at the top doesn't make that be a priority. And it really does make those spots not as ideal for coaches. The Trent Baalke situation down in Jacksonville, the reason Doug Peterson's the coach, even though I know he did win a Super Bowl not too long ago, but there were some other hotter names as far as candidates, but they withdrew their name from consideration because nobody wants to work with Trent Baalke. Shad Khan doesn't understand that, and that's why the Jags are going to continue to suck. It starts at the top down. It's just the truth, Denard, and the situation in Houston's not much better. The Cal McNair and the Casario thing, they've promoted Lovie Smith. I like Lovie Smith, but I think the game has passed him by. We shall see. That remains to be seen, but I'm thinking maybe go a little bit younger. Lovie's last stint in Tampa Bay didn't go well. He lost a lot of gimme games at Illinois. Like I said, he's a great coach, but at a certain point, the game passes people by. And so we'll see what happens down in Texas in Houston. I know their roster situation is not great, but I bring up the Texans, Denard, because it is official. The Titans are signing former Texans offensive coordinator Tim Kelly to the staff. This move has been made official, and this is something I wanted to see. Head coach Mike Vrabel had to say that Tim will help the offense, very similar to how last year we brought in Jim Schwartz, who was the senior defensive assistant. And on the defensive side in his role, and Coach Vrabel said, I really thought that was a positive thing for us, and I think that worked well for our defense, and I want to do the same thing on offense. Tim is a guy I know, and I have worked with him and watched. If you remember, we talked about it. Tim Kelly was who Mike Vrabel wanted to be the offensive coordinator before he ended up promoting Todd Downing. And so this is something that I like to see. I hope it will provide a spark for the offense. And if you don't know Tim Kelly, his brother, Dennis Kelly, was offensive tackle for the Titans for a good bit early on during Mike Vrabel's tenure. So it's good to see that the way in which our offense kind of sputtered at times, I know has to do with the injuries, but at times I thought there was a lack of creativity in the play calling. So hopefully we get that fixed. As of right now, I think the Titans are going to be able to hold on to Jim Schwartz. I know Vrabel mentioned him. There were some talks about some possible defensive coordinator positions that he might be jumping to. I would like to see them hold on to Jim. Coach Schwartz has been a guy that likes the Nashville area, and so hopefully he wants to stay. And, Denard, the other note was that the Titans have hired Bobby King as inside linebackers coach. So, filling out the rest of this staff, but King served as a linebackers coach for the Texans back in 2017 when Vrabel was the team's DC. So he'll be replacing Jim Haslett
if you and remember, he coached Zach Cunningham.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point. Yep, that's what I was going to mention. And we saw Zach play really well for us ever since he came over. So hopefully that move is one that is beneficial for the team as well. But D, I know I asked you your general reaction when you saw the extensions for Vrabes and J-Rob. What's your reaction about hearing the team bringing in Tim Kelly and Bobby King?
Two great hires. I mean, that's experience. And what you're bringing to your coaching staff is depth. Coaches do this all the time. I mean, when a staff gets fired, unfortunately, in the business, what you do is you reach out to the guys that you coach with that are looking for a job, and you bring them in. I mean, again, Tim Kelly would be a huge addition to this offensive unit. It can take a lot of pressure off of the offensive coordinator, Todd Downing. And think about this, Debo, and I like this, is there's familiarity. And what that ends up breeding is success in this business. We see it all the time. I mean, you think about Herman Edwards. I don't want to get off course, but he ends up bringing Marvin Lewis as a defensive assistant when Herm, at his time at Arizona State, he's still there. But what I'm saying is coaches love to do that because it just brings depth. The more depth that you have in your coach, on your staff, the better it is for your team. So again, Bobby King, again, he knows Zach Cunningham. He knows this system. He coached with Mike Vrabel in Houston. So again, that's familiarity and that's experience. So I think it's two great hires. I think it would be two great coaches that would be added, not only added on to the staff, but it's going to add depth. I think it's going to add depth and experience. And when you step on the field, when they step on the field next year, you're going to see that. You're going to see improvement because, again, you improve your coaching staffs by these hires.
Well, I know we talked about some of the offseason changes we would like to see, Denard, and it'll happen whenever it comes to the signings for free agency and then once we get to the draft. But I really do like this Tim Kelly hire, and I think it's going to create some art. And speaking of art, I got two questions. Do you like art, and do you like making some money? Well, how about you invest it in an exciting asset that's outpaced the S&P 500 by 164% over 25 years? I'm talking about Masterworks. Now, Masterworks is the new investing app that lets you invest in blue chip paintings from icons like Picasso, Monet, and Warhol without needing millions. Over 300,000 people have already signed up. And you might be asking, all right, well, how do I take advantage of this? Here's what you do. Get your priority access with our unique promo. Log on to masterworks.art/believe. It's masterworks.art/believe. That's masterworks.art/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V, all right? You do that, you can see the important things that they have to offer. It's a great opportunity. I highly suggest you go and check out what they have. And hey, see important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclosure. So, Masterworks, check them out. D, we've talked about what has happened so far for the Titans as far as moves for the coaching staff. I guess you could then argue the next most important piece is your quarterback. And there's been some rumors. We talked about it a little bit last week.
That's just rumors.
On Aaron Rodgers. I know Stillman really, Jared Stillman, he put out there that Aaron Rodgers was looking to buy land in Nashville. As we know, a lot of people do live there.
That's just rumors. Football
players live there. No, a lot of people do live. I'm pretty sure that he's actually bought the land. I think that's actually been confirmed. And that he's open to joining the Titans. I think that is also true, but it's got to be a two-way street. And right now, it is just a one-way street because it doesn't look as though, as of right now, John Robinson is open to moving on from Ryan Tannehill. As of the moment. And again, things change. Right now, Ryan Tannehill is our quarterback. That doesn't mean he's going to be the quarterback in 3 months. I'm just saying that. Right now, that's how this works.
That doesn't mean anybody on that organization in 3 months, everything can change. I'm telling you, that's just the way it works in the National Football League. And he got a vote of confidence today because I was actually read an article. It's in the Sporting News. And I love this quote that I came across. It says, quote, a team source, Debo, listen, a team source confirmed to ESPN that the Titans, they don't consider Aaron Rodgers to be an option for them at quarterback, and they have full intentions on moving forward with Mr. Ryan Tannehill, end quote. I love that. A team source. And anytime you hear that, you know what that means? That's not only a vote of confidence, that is letting you know you are our guy for next year. So again, I love that. And that ends up is telling me, it's telling us, that you know what? The man at the helm at quarterback position next year would be Mr. Ryan Tannehill if he's healthy.
Yeah, right now I expect that to be the case. But again, things change. And I'm just saying, never say never, you know.
You know what? You know what else? I know I love you like a brother that I never wanted. But you know, when you texted me, I was thinking about some of the great quarterbacks in Titans history. You go back, Neil O'Donnell, Matt Hasselbeck, Jake Locker. Remember Jake Locker out of University of Washington?
Do I remember Jake Locker?
I know. It was your favorite player. And not to mention VY. I know you remember VY.
I remember Vince.
But yeah, everybody, but a lot of people forgot about him. And you know what I love about Ryan Tannehill is, number one, it wouldn't make sense to have a quarterback change right now. Because you think about it, what you would end up getting hit by the cap space. Last but not least, let's not even talk about cap space. But when you look at what he's done, the body of work over the last 3 years since he's been in Nashville, I mean, Davey, some huge numbers. He's 30-13 in the regular season. You think about it, look at the games played, 45 games. He's won 31 of those games. And I mean, he's had fantastic numbers, and I rate him second to Steve McNair as being the top quarterback in Titans history. I mean, there hasn't been, and I'm talking about since the inception of the Titans starting in 1997, not anything before when he was in Houston. So again, I just don't think it would make sense right now to make a change. And I think when you look at his numbers, I mean, he's proven that he is the quarterback now, and he's the quarterback for the future.
I like Ryan Tannehill, Denard. I think I've said this on multiple occasions. It's just a question of, yeah, I do. It's just I would rather have Aaron Rodgers. And that's not necessarily a slight on Ryan Tannehill, but I think most people in the league would rather have who is about to be back-to-back MVP of the NFL. And, well, what does that mean? It means he's the most valuable player. So I think if you could have the most valuable player in the league, a guy that if you look at in the last 2 years through only 9 interceptions combined, which Ryan threw 14 alone this last season. Aaron does a great job of protecting the ball, and he's had 48 touchdowns in 2020, and he had 37 touchdowns in 2021. The guy is just great, and that is why I would say he's an upgrade, and I don't think there's an argument over Ryan Tannehill. I know you can get into the arguments about chemistry, but we've seen a lot of great quarterbacks go into a place their first year and help elevate a team to the next level. Peyton Manning did it in Denver. Tom Brady did it in Tampa Bay. And it wasn't like I thought Jameis Winston was a terrible quarterback.
Peyton Manning did it in Denver. He went to what, 2 Super Bowls? He lost 1.
Yeah.
In the second Super Bowl, I don't think it was Peyton Manning. I think it was that defense.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, that's true.
I know
true.
What you're saying.
I'll admit that.
But you know what? Again, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But I know one thing that for certain that's going to happen is this game coming up Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, Davey, it's like a relationship that has gone sour. We have to learn to let it go.
Well, it's February right now, Denard, and so we have a long off season. It's only February. There's plenty of time for things to change. Now, if you're asking me, do I think it's going to happen? The answer is no. I'll be forthcoming whenever you put me on the spot like that. But to say I'm holding out just a little bit of hope, yeah, maybe just a little bit. But again, it's not a knock on Ryan. It's like if you have an opportunity to go out and get the MVP.
It's not a knock on Ryan. You just said it'd be an upgrade if we get Aaron Rodgers.
It would be an upgrade. The guy's back-to-back MVPs. He's an incredible quarterback. If I had to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL right now, I would put him in the top 3. Ryan barely makes the top 10, and he would have been top 10 before this year, but I kind of have to knock him down. So it's would you rather have a top 3 quarterback or a top 10 quarterback? Or borderline top 10. It is opinion, but the stats back it up. And
they can be misleading because Aaron Rodgers, he was like Ryan Tannehill. He went home after the first playoff game. So they both have something in common. They both were number one seeds, and both of them, as great as they are as players, they both went home. And again, there's only 2 teams left. And who are those teams playing Sunday?
That'd be the Bengals and the Rams, which we're
the
about
Bengals
to talk
and the
about.
Rams. That's all
but
that
I'm
matters.
Just saying, Aaron does have a Super Bowl victory. Again, I know it's been a minute, but he's been there.
He's been there.
We'll continue to monitor the situation. We'll move on to Denard because there are bigger fish to fry at the
moment.
Thank
you.
But before we transition to talking about the Super Bowl, I'd like to welcome on our new sponsor, NordVPN, all right? Now, what's more important than peace of mind, you ask? Nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all of the threats that you face today on the internet, it is more important than ever to be sure that you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN offers the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. That's really cheap. My goodness, under $4 a month. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your Nord plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's NordVPN. Go check them out today. Tell them Denard and I sent you. It is that time, Denard, where we talk about the most prestigious game of them all.
Thank you.
The Super Bowl. We have a doozy for you. We have the Los Angeles Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Denard, before last year, no team had ever been the home host for the Super Bowl in their city. Yeah. And now we have it back-to-back years, last season in Tampa and now in Los Angeles. You'd always talked about making that trip out to Inglewood. We're talking about maybe the Titans might see the Rams there. Well, that obviously didn't happen, but the Rams are there.
Let it go. You're like a scorned woman.
I will let it go after the game. Until then, I have plenty of time to gripe because I'm still frustrated.
We need Dr. Phil on this show.
Just give me one more week, Denard. I'll be fine after that. But, D, you look at this game, and you got a matchup of a veteran guy in Matt Stafford who got traded to the Rams and has been able to help elevate the play at the quarterback position for that team. Sean McVay, as we know, is an offensive genius. I don't throw that term around lightly, but the dude is a whiz kid. You called him the golden child earlier. And then you got the young coach in Zach Taylor up and coming. It's the really innovator. I mean, it's taken me by storm how well they have been in the playoffs when you're looking at the Cincinnati Bengals, primarily their defense. But you got what should be a close game. D, what's your initial thoughts when you look at these two teams as they get set to play each other? Because I couldn't tell you the last time these two faced off against one another.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited. I think it's building up to be a great game. It has at least to me, it has a chance to be just a phenomenal game. Because when you look at both teams, I just see nothing but parity, D. I know when, you know, it's like everybody's talking about the receivers, you know, they're talking about Joe Burrow. They continue to talk about Matthew Stafford. And congratulations to both guys, because I feel like I don't personally know him, but I've watched Matthew Stafford since he was in high school here in Dallas, just a champion, Highland Park High School, player of the year, state champion, went to Georgia again. You know the story, David, the number one draft pick in 09 to Detroit. 12, great season. I thought he put up Hall of Fame numbers in Detroit. And again, he went to the playoff three times in Detroit, but unfortunately he lost three times.
He was in Detroit. So,
yeah, I know. Well, let's get, you know, what people in Detroit would love to. It's been a long time.
Detroit. They can say the lines go to die. Season.
But when you think about it, you know, man, he could cap off really a Hall of Fame career Sunday. I mean, what a job he's done, because he was the glue. You think about what they gave up, Davey. I mean, they basically said, huh, we're going to throw everything at every other organization. And what we want is Matthew Stafford to come in here. And they went for broke. And so you have to give Les Snead and the owner, Mr. Kroenke. I mean, God, Davey, you have to just give it up to him, because I mean, imagine one player who they wanted. I know they went out and got Sony Michel in August. They went out and traded for Von Miller. And that's been huge too, because it's like he's been revitalized since he's got to LA. You know, I've been watching him on his vlog lately, and he just looks like a different player, different person. And I'm just glad to see, again, guys from the area get a chance to play for the Lombardi Trophy. But when I look at this team, in LA, you know, you look at the perimeter game and that's all people talking about. But Davey, I have a feeling and that it's going to come down to how well the Rams can run the football. So I think Cam Akers offensively and Sony Michel is going to have a huge say so if the Rams are going to come out on top. And I don't think it would be about Matthew Stafford. And on the flip side of that, if you look offensively for Cincinnati, you know, when you look at the game against Kansas City, you know, people were talking about Jamar Chase, Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. I love what I did a radio show the other day, and he says Tyler Boyd is a number one receiver on 30 teams in the National Football League. He's that good. And you know T. Higgins. He's from your neck. It was at Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
That's correct. You know
what he can do. We've been watching him since he was at Clemson. He is a monster. Had over 1,000 yards receiving. But we always get caught up in the perimeter game, and we haven't even talked about Mixon. You know, in Nashville, I really thought the X factor of the game was the play of the running back in the second half, because you start to see him get hot. And if you look at the AFC Championship, you know how Cincinnati mounted a comeback? Was that play in the third quarter by P. Ryan when he took it 40 yards? That was demoralizing to Kansas City. So I'm sitting back saying, we're talking about, you know, the perimeter games. OBJ, you know, he's getting a chance. They got him out of Cleveland, and now he's in L.A. back home in West Hollywood. You know, he lives in West Hollywood. And now, you know, he's got a chance to host the Lombardi Trophy, but nobody's talked about Mixon and P. Ryan. Nobody's been talking about Sony Michel and Cam Akers. Those four guys, along with there's two other guys that's going to have a say so. And you know where I'm going with this. That little joker, Monty Mack out of the University of Florida. I don't like to say that because he's a Florida Gator, but Davey, he has been, oh man, solid gold. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to nickname him Solid Gold McPherson. Because, D, think about it. Cincinnati has scored 72 points in the playoffs. 40 of those points come from who?
McPherson.
Solid Gold McPherson. He has been money. And you and I, we've talked about, remember, the Rams punter, Johnny Hecker. He's a monster. He's just like the punter for Tennessee by the name of Brett Kern. Again, 10-year pro, a four-time first-team All-Pro. You're talking about field position this game? I'll tell you what, Davey, watch out. But these six players is going to be, again, the punter for the Los Angeles Rams. It could come on the foot of Solid Gold McPherson and those four running backs.
For this game, I'm going to say the same thing I said about the Titans whenever it came to playing the Cincinnati Bengals. You want to talk about the trenches? I think that the defensive line for the Rams can get pressure on Joe Burrow without having to send an extra defender. And whenever you look at that, as long as you can score over 20, you should be fine. And I think the Rams are going to be able to get to Joe Burrow. I think that when you look at their battle, I still think that they're not going to have to necessarily devote an extra guy to Jamar Chase because they're just going to have Jalen Ramsey over there. I do look forward to watching that matchup, Ramsey versus Jamar Chase. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But how do the Rams decide to play T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd? C.J. Uzomah said he's going to give it a go. He's still got that sprained MCL. But I don't know how the secondary for the Bengals are going to be able to keep up with my boy Cooper Kupp. The guy in three playoff games already has four touchdowns. He continues to light it up. He is playing at a level unlike any receiver I have ever personally seen play. I know there's probably some guys back in the day, Denard, that were able to do some more things. But in my lifetime, this is the best single-season performance I've seen from a wide receiver. And so I think he's going to keep it rolling. Him and Stafford have a connection that has just been elite as of late. And I go back to Sean McVay getting blanked whenever he came and only putting up 3 points the last time he was there. Bill Belichick's defense shut him down. I could have played quarterback for the Patriots that day, and I would have won a Super Bowl, Denard. That's how great that defense was for the Patriots. I think Sean McVay has learned from that ordeal. I think he's going to come out prepared. I think that obviously that has to have left a bad taste in his mouth, and I think he's going to come out on top in this one. And that is why I'm not saying take the Rams -4, but I am saying take Rams money line, because I do think that they will ultimately prevail in this one. They'll be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy at home, as you said, and it'll be a day that the Los Angeles Rams never forget. So that is my prediction. D, are you willing to put a number on this one, or you want to just you don't necessarily have to give me a number, just, I mean, do you think who you got winning this one?
It's hard for me to go against Cincinnati. I mean, this team, if you look throughout the playoffs, they went to Nashville. They took out a number one seed. They go into Arrowhead. If you would have told me that this team was going to be they would have to overcome an 18-point deficit in all places, Arrowhead, I would have said, Davey, you're crazy. That's not going to happen. But they found a way to win. And that's the thing about this football team. If this game going into the fourth quarter and it's a low scoring game, I believe Cincinnati will come out on top of this game. And the money in the bank, MIB, Joe Burrow, is just something that sticks out in my mind, Debo. And I read something about this young man. And it says no player at the quarterback position in the history has won a Heisman, a college football championship, and a Super Bowl in his first two seasons. That's never happened. Now, there's been other players at other positions, like, for instance, running back Tony Dorsett did it at Pittsburgh. Marcus Allen did it at USC, and Charles Woodson did it at Michigan. But again, you're looking at two running backs and a cornerback. There hasn't been not one quarterback. And so, Davey, I believe Money Joe, MIB, Money in the Bank, is going to win this game. I got Cincinnati winning. I'm going to go late field goal by Money Mac. Solid goal. I have 2017 Cincinnati. They're going to take that trophy.
All right. Well, I'm
to Cincinnati.
A little bit higher scoring. I got it being 23-20 Los Angeles. D, you predicted that the Bengals and the 49ers would be in the Super Bowl. I predicted that the Chiefs and the Rams would be in the Super Bowl. So we're just riding with the team that we had prevail in the conference championship matchups. But Denard, we are out of time, sir. But I appreciate you breaking down the game with me. Appreciate you talking about what is next for the Titans whenever we look at this revamped coaching staff. And we'll see what happens on the quarterback front. Just always saying, there's a possibility, Denard. Never
let it go. Let it go.
But that is going to do it for us today. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by BetOnline on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.